And if you have you ever heard of a makeshift lamp that may be made out of a rag and a bottle and some kerosene? Or
yes.
What was that called, you know? Do you have a special name for it?
I don't recall.
Inside of a tire of a car, of a car tire, is called a what?
Inner tube.
And if you were going built a boat and you were just going to put it in the water, you'd say we're going to do what to the boat? Think of that word.
Launch.
Right. What kind of boat would you go fishing out on a small lake? What would you call a little boat that you might have down here at the lake to fish in? A little wooden boat that you and Mr. Shackelford might go out there in.
It'd just be a little fishing boat.
A rowboat.
Yeah.
What would you call it, anything different if it had a flat bottom?
No, I don't think so.
If you were going to the, let's see, if someone said that he was going to get some cake or something, and you might say, and somebody else was, you might say, talking about yourself, you might say, if they said they were going to get some, you might say, am I
going with you?
Or, and then if somebody else was saying, you might say, are they
going with you?
I'm going to get some, too. Yeah, we're going to talk about clothes. That'll be a little simple. If a child just learned to dress itself, the mother brings in the clothes and says, what to him?
Put on your clothes.
Or he might say, she might say,
dress.
Or to point to something, I might say, here, have this, let's see, this chair is, she might say to him, blank your clothes. Not telling him to put them on, but just handing them to him, saying,
dress.
Or I might, if I picked up your pen, a fountain pen off the floor, I might say, your pen. And as I gave it to you.
Pen.
No. Let's see if I can think of a, if it was right in this area, I'd say, right. Right. If I said something's right.
Here.
And then I might say, your clothes.
All right. Here.
Or if I was saying, here's
your clothes.
Yeah, here's your clothes. Or if they weren't right here, but they were somewhere else, I'd say,
there are your clothes.
Right. You are talking to a child, taking a child to the dentist, and he's afraid of the dentist, you might say, don't be afraid. Or if he was afraid you were going to harm him, you might say, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of me.
I won't hurt you.
Or I'm not. Yeah, I'm telling you that. What I'm supposed to be getting out right now. If someone thanked you for a ride into town, you might say, don't mention it. We were going anyway,
I don't.
Right.
Wasn't any trouble.
Mm-hmm. If you were talking about the old days when everything was better than it is now, you might lean back and say, the good old days.
For the good old days.
Or you might say, there's an expression, T-H-O-S-E, you might say,
those good old days.
Yeah, or those were the good old days. If somebody asked, was that you I saw in town yesterday, and you weren't there, you might say, no, it.
It wasn't us.
Let's see now. If a woman wants to buy a dress of a certain color, she takes along a little square cloth to use as a
sample.
All right, and if she sees a dress she likes very much and she thinks it's very becoming, she'd say, that's a very
becoming.
Well, or attractive, or what's another word? Or you might say that about an exceptionally nice looking little girl. You might say, that's a little girl.
Beautiful.
And then there's another word that's not quite as heavy as beautiful, but that's a
stunning.
No, the word I'm thinking about starts with a P. Pretty. What might you wear over your dress in the kitchen?
An apron.
And to sign your name in ink, you would use a
fountain pen, a ballpoint pen.
And to hold a baby's diaper in place, you'd use a
safety pin.
And when food, you buy soup at the store, you buy it in what kind of can?
Tin can.
And then a dime is worth